Back in 1971, while saving and preserving the Columbia Studios Still Photographic Library, a whole world of motion picture studio history opened up to me. I needed to know more about the origins of the Columbia Studio and discovered the Moving Picture World, Motion Picture News, and other trade magazines that dated back to 1907 and chronicled all the activities of the film industry around the world on a weekly basis. This was a treasure trove of information on studios, the films, the directors, the stars, and the production personnel, in great detail. I started right away to find out information about the forgotten pioneers and how they fit into the history of the motion picture industry throughout the United States, with emphasis on New York and Los Angeles. One of my discoveries, doing research on these early film companies, was the first black-owned film studio in the United States. I am Mark Wanamaker, and this is the History of Hollywood. Noble Johnson, who established the Lincoln Motion Picture Company, was known as an African-American movie actor and producer who was born in 1881 in Missouri. His family later moved to Colorado Springs when Noble was very young, where he met at school the later famed actor Lon Chaney, who starred in the silent versions of The Phantom of the Opera and in The Hunchback of Notre Dame. They became friends as children and met again in Hollywood when both were struggling actors. Both Chaney and Johnson perfected their own makeup techniques that could change their appearance into almost any character. In these early days of the industry, they could be considered pioneering makeup artists working on themselves. Johnson got his first job as an actor stuntman at the Lubin Studio in Philadelphia in 1915. Standing 6'2", at 215 pounds, his impressive physique and handsome features made him in demand as a leading character actor and bit player. Due to his light color, he played a wide variety of types such as Native Americans, Latinos, and exotic characters such as Arabians. Noble starred, co-starred, and played character parts in serials, westerns, and adventure movies. It is interesting that in the silent era, the cameras used a black and white orthochromatic film stock that did not highlight a person's skin color very well, so Noble could look like any ethnic group or just another white complexioned man. With the money he made, working for the Lubin Company on four films, he formed his own film company with his brother George in 1916 and embarked on the making of race movies. They established themselves in Omaha, Nebraska, but shortly thereafter moved to Los Angeles, where the movie industry was booming. They were considered a poverty row studio, making films for African-American audiences that were shown in schools, churches, and colored-only theaters. Their first film was the realization of a Negro's ambition in 1916, which was advertised as a colored moving picture. The Johnson brothers wanted to break into the big time by showing their films all over the United States to black audiences, but there was not enough demand for their films. They followed up with their next release, The Law of Nature, also released in 1916. They leased a property in Sawtelle, a suburb of West Los Angeles, near the old Soldiers' Home, today the Veterans Administration, just west of what is now Westwood Village, adjacent to UCLA, and opened their own studio, the Lincoln Motion Picture Company. A one open stage platform with light diffusers above, a dressing room building and offices at 1215 Tennessee Street, and executive offices in South Central LA at 1103 Central Avenue. I found one photograph that showed the open stage and setting for one of the pictures at the Tennessee location. Their letterhead was crowded with the names of the company's officers, Noble Johnson president, titles of their film releases, the booking office, the executive offices, and their logo of Abraham Lincoln, Lincoln Motion Picture Company, Inc., Race Photoplays, Distinctive Superior. According to publicity materials for the Lincoln Motion Picture Company, it was announced, quote, featuring Noble M. Johnson, makes you more money and satisfies your patrons. Noble M. Johnson, the favorite of millions, displaying beautiful photographs of your favorite star means perpetual popularity and more profits for you. They will prove effective on your walls, in your lobby, on your programs, and as souvenirs. Noble began to take acting jobs at Universal Studios between 1916 and 1920 and built up an incredible following among the general public. He advertised on his Lincoln Motion Picture Company publicity his work at Lubin and at Universal Studios. He hoped his popularity would help the Lincoln Company films as well, which they did. In 1917, the Lincoln Company made Trooper of Company K, the publicity announced about Buffalo soldiers, featuring Noble M. Johnson, ably assisted by Beulah Hall, one of the Lincoln Company's actress stars. The story was about a young man in love with a nice local girl. His character was shiftless, and he did not know what he wanted to do in life, but through the caring of the girl he loves, he joins the cavalry and becomes a decorated soldier, and with the woman he loves, accomplishes his life's work. Johnson continued to work at other studios to help fund his company. In 1919, while Johnson was working at the National Film Company in Hollywood, the Lincoln Company made A Man's Duty, starring Clarence Brooks, the secretary of the Lincoln Company. With the coming of 1920, Noble was working on various films at Universal, Fox, and at the Thomas Ince Studios in Culver City. By 1921, Lincoln Film Company again starred Clarence Brooks in the film By Right of Birth, written by George Johnson, while Noble continued his career with Metro, First National, DeMille, at Paramount, Fox, United Artists, Columbia, Pathé, and independent companies. Boy, was he busy. By 1922, the Lincoln Motion Picture Company could not financially continue, so George Johnson closed the studio and established the Pacific Coast News Bureau. In 1923, where they were producing newsreels for African-American audiences. Noble was always in demand for leading and character roles and stunt parts, as he could ride horses, drive race cars, fly an airplane, do hand-to-hand fight scenes, change his appearance due to his makeup skills, and above all, he was a fine actor. Due to all of the above, he continued to work at every studio in Hollywood up to 1950, when he began to teach at the College of the Sequoias until his retirement. Johnson, with his important contacts in Hollywood for over 30 years, worked on such classic films as The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, 1921, at Metro with Valentino, Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments, 1923, at Paramount, with Douglas Fairbanks in The Thief of Baghdad, 1924, Moby Dick, 1930, at Warner Brothers, King Kong, he played the King of Skull Island, in 1933 at RKO, Lost Horizon, Columbia, 1937, and even She Wore a Yellow Ribbon with John Wayne at RKO, the John Ford film, among many others over a 35-year career with over 144 films as an actor to his credit. You could say that Noble Johnson is one of Hollywood's unsung heroes of the American film industry. Johnson died of natural causes on January 9, 1978. In Yucaipa, California, at the age of 96. I'm Mark Wanamaker, and this is the History of Hollywood.